Good afternoon, everyone. I call this meeting of the Senate Education Committee to order. It is 3:30 p.m. here on Monday, February 16th. We are in the Belts Committee Room here in the State Capitol Building, located in beautiful downtown Juneau. We're going to take a brief at ease for one moment. Brief at ease. And we're back on the record here in the Belts Committee Room located in downtown Juneau for the Senate Education Committee. I just want to remind folks here in the room if they could please mute their cell phones. Documents for today's meetings have been distributed to members. There's additional copies right there by the door. And, of course, they have been uploaded to BASIS. That is available at akleg.gov. Members present today are Vice Chair, President Stevens, Senator Keel, Senator Bjorkman, Senator Yunt, and myself, Senator Lukey Gail-Tobin. Please let the record reflect we do have a quorum to conduct business. I want to thank Renzo from the Juneau LIO for moderating today's meeting, and as always, Mary Gwen for joining us from Senate Records for documenting today's meeting. On the agenda today is the first hearing of Senate Bill 210, which is related to the recognition of Indigenous cultures in public education. We will be taking public testimony. If you would like to provide public comments, please call one of the following phone numbers. From Anchorage, it's from 907-563-9085. From Juneau, please call 907-586-9085. From all other locations, please call this toll-free number, 1-844-586-9085. You can also submit your public testimony to senate.education@akleg.gov. That's senate.education@akleg.gov. You can also testify from your local legislative information office. As I am the sponsor of Senate Bill 210, I'm going to hand the gavel over to President Stevens. So we're going to take a brief at ease as we transition. Brief at ease.
Relating to the recognition of Indigenous cultures in public education is sponsored by Senator Tobin. She is joined by her legislative intern, Jason Ritter. Indeed, Deputy Director Kelly Manning is on the teleconference to answer questions. Senator Tobin, please put yourself on the record and tell us about Senate Bill 210.
Well, thank you, President Stevens. For the record, my name is Lukey Tobin. I have the pleasure and privilege of representing the folks from Senate District I.
For the record, Jason Ritter, staff to Senator Lukey Gail-Tobin.
Well, thank you all for hearing Senate Bill 210. Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to talk with UAA Professor Emeritus Gunnar Knapp. In our wide-ranging discussion, we talked a bit about the need for good, high-quality conversations about our fisheries and, of course, the politics of fisheries management. Professor Knapp noted that for good decision-making, we need to have well-informed leaders that understand the complexities of our great state, the needs of our people, and, of course, the global politics of fish. Now, I've been thinking quite a bit about Professor Knapp's comments, especially in conjunction with everything that I have read and learned while pursuing my master's degree in rural development, working on the Alaska Reeds Act, and now as I pursue my PhD in Indigenous Studies. The work of folks like Ray Barnhart and Oscar Quagley, the work from folks like Bernice Joseph, and those who worked on the Alaska Rural Systemic Initiative have all brought us to this moment. It is about developing school curricula and pedagogical approaches that incorporate local knowledge and ways of knowing into our public education system. Now, I can talk about the decades of research that show the benefit to all students about learning about the place and community in which they live. And many of those pieces of research we've included in your bill packet. We know that the research tells us that students of color achieve the most significant academic gains. But the data is very clear that all students improve their education outcomes when they learn about the place in which they live. They become better stewards of their land and definitely become more engaged citizens. Those students become curious about their own identity, about learning about who they are and where they are from. They become more connected with their community and better informed about the world. We also know that those students show up to school. They improve their test and assessment scores. They're more likely to graduate. They are less likely to engage in the criminal justice system, and they have higher lifetime earnings. Now, Alaska has long worked toward a public education system that is rooted in place and community. School districts across our state are already engaging with tribal communities and the diverse populations that live around and in the school districts that they represent. Many of our teachers already connect cultural practices in their classroom activities. This work is ongoing, and it is very challenging. SB 210 signifies a significant policy step in continuing this work to improve Alaska's education system and prepare our future leaders. Now, we know of educators right here in this room who've had national studies and national articles written about their own experiential place-based education. And we know how important it is to focus on consultation and contracting with tribes as we continue to intertwine Indigenous knowledge into our public education services. SB 210 is a codification of those practices. It affirms every child's right to learn about the place in which they live. This legislation builds off the body of research that emphasizes the critical need to train educators in place and community-based practices, emphasizing tribal collaboration and consultation. And this is because we know well-prepared educators are the cornerstone of a classroom. We know that when you introduce new pedagogical approaches to educators and you deepen their connections and community, they become high quality. And we know this because according to the national research conducted by the National Center for Education Statistics, Office of Education Research and Improvement, these are pieces that create a high quality education labor force. SB 210 builds off this knowledge, this research, and work that is already being done here in our state. It continues to work the work of those who wrote Alaska Standards for Culturally Responsive Schools, which we have included in your bill packet. It continues the work of the Alaska Reads Act, which has been working on creating reading assessments in Alaska Native languages. Now we need to align our teacher preparation and professional development to ensure that those assessments are actually testing children on the cultural practices they're learning in their schools. Now, I think this work is more important now than ever before. The most recent Trends article talked about the precipitous decline in Alaska Native languages being spoken in our schools. The opportunity to learn your heritage language, to understand your culture, and to develop a sense of belonging is fundamental to a high-quality public education system that is rooted in place and community. I believe SB 210 is bold state policy. It affirms every child's right to learn about the land in which they live upon and the land in which they are from. The cornerstone of the legislation is rooted in teacher preparedness, professional development, and community relationships. It is our collective responsibility to prepare future leaders to be successful, to ensure that they are knowledgeable about the issues facing Alaska, and to empower them to make bold decisions wherever they choose to live, whether that's in Gamble or right here in downtown Juneau. I thank the committee for this opportunity to present SB 210. My Ted Stevens, legislative intern, will be presenting a brief PowerPoint presentation on the legislation and also will offer to do a brief sexual analysis. I ask for the patience of the committee as this is his first bill presentation, and we all know how intimidating that can be at times. We do have two invited testifiers who we know are on the line and ready to also provide their public testimony. At your will, Ms. Senate President, we will move on to a brief presentation.
Thank you, Senator Tobin. Mr. Ritter, if you would identify yourself for the record and begin your presentation.
For the record, Jason Ritter, staff to Senator Tobin. President Stevens, members of the committee, thank you. Today, Senator Tobin is introducing Senate Bill 210, Indigenous Cultural Heritage Education, because education is not just the transfer of information. It shapes identity, builds belonging, and passes on what a community believes is worth knowing. Here's the problem SB 210 is confronting. Teaching and learning are cultural practices. Schools often operate on norms treated as neutral that are, in fact, cultural. For Alaska Native and other Indigenous students, the distance between home and school culture can be wider than for any other group. When policy assumes culture, education is culture-free, it does not become objective, it becomes selective. That mismatch shows up most sharply in assessment. When large standardized tests become the center of gravity, the disconnection between native waves of knowing and Western ways of teaching becomes undeniable. In the No Child Left Behind era, test pressure often narrowed instruction and displaced culture-based teaching in favor of what was thought to raise scores. For many in our local communities, that one best way approach echoes older efforts to erase language and culture, and it teaches a quiet lesson. The knowledge of home is not the knowledge that counts. Senate Bill 210 is an effort to continue implementing what works. Alaska educators and Alaska-based research point to concrete, teachable practices that strengthen cultural identity and improve engagement. One Alaska study, published in Education Sciences in 2024, begins with a hard reality. Fewer than 5% of Alaska school public teachers are Indigenous, while nearly 20% of students are. Most Indigenous students will not consistently have teachers who share their cultural identity, so schools must intentionally build belonging and identity into the day-to-day structure of learning. The evidence points to five practical approaches. Teach and use the local heritage language. Frame learning in cultural stories and oral narratives. Teach on and with the land. Emphasize cultural values and responsibilities, not just content. Use microcultural validations, brief daily interactions that communicate without speeches, you are seen and you belong. SB 210 is built around these realities. It's not symbolism, it is implementation of strategies that educators already know can work when the system supports them. To make this concrete, I want to share a story from Tsimshian oral history, The Prince and the Salmon People, which illustrates the connection between traditional ecological knowledge and cultural values related to stewardship and conservation, as well as migration patterns and different protocols. During a long famine, a young prince's companion cries from hunger. The prince finds a dried spring salmon his mother has hidden and shares it. His mother describes what happened and scolds him harshly. In shame, the prince leaves his village at night. While traveling, he reaches the edge of the ocean and a canoe arrives, carrying beings he does not recognize. He boards and wakes in a place he has never seen, the village of the spring salmon. He meets the chief of the spring salmon, who is gravely ill. The chief explains that the illness is tied to how humans have treated salmon without proper care and respect. The prince remains there for years, learning migration patterns and the protocols of respect that keep salmon plentiful. Then he is returned home with responsibility, teaches people how to treat salmon from the moment they are pulled from the water to what must be done with their remains. That story carries a clear lesson. Ecological knowledge is inseparable from ethics. Stewardship is not an opinion, it is a protocol, and the boundary between people, animals, and place is not treated as distant, it is treated as relational, with obligations. That's Alaska knowledge, and too many of our students never encounter it in school, even when it is the knowledge of the place they live. We are serious about culturally responsive teaching. We have to be serious about measurement. Fair education requires fair assessment, and fair assessment cannot be culturally blind. Common sense principles from place-based assessment research include the following four design rules. Assess students in the language in which they have primarily been taught. If assessments must exist in two languages, develop them in parallel, in tandem, to ensure that they measure the same constructs. Do not assume translation equals validity. Meaning and what a question is actually testing can shift across languages. And finally, periodically ask students how they interpreted a question or instruction, then revise accordingly. We've already begun this process of adaptation in our assessments with the Literacy Screeners for Alaska Indigenous Languages Project, an outcome of the Alaska Reads Act. And now it is our responsibility to codify culturally responsive teacher education and preparation in statute so that our educators are capable of delivering the outcomes our young people deserve. To be plain, we must stop confusing compliance with learning and stop treating one narrow testing style as the gold standard for every child. There's another point SB 210 takes seriously. Belonging is built in seconds. Microcultural validations are small teacher actions that repeatedly communicate, you matter here. That can look like getting down to a student's level, pausing to listen, using a heritage language word appropriately, using a student's indigenous name correctly, or welcoming students in ways that reflect local identity and values. This is instructional infrastructure. It changes engagement, persistence, and a willingness to participate. When students question the relevance of culturally disconnected Western folktales in instruction, they are drawing attention to a relevance problem. SB 210 is about relevance, engagement, and honesty, ensuring even our out-of-state teachers are trained to make students feel that they belong. Research also warns us about a familiar failure mode. Policies with good intentions that are underfunded, poorly communicated, or forgotten until educators years later may not even know they exist. This is not a failure of our teachers, but a failure of design. SB 210 is designed to avoid that by focusing on what the system must do, not what we hope will happen. One, you can align assessment with instruction, including language and cultural context, and recognize formative approaches where they are most valid measures of learning. Two, you can protect time and permission for story-based, land-based, value-centered learning as core curriculum, not an optional add-on. And three, you can put decision-making power where expertise exists. Alaskan educators, Alaska Native organizations, elders, and culture bearers with sustained professional development so these practices are teachable and scalable. The goal of this bill is simple. Alaska public schools should not ask a child to leave their identity at the door. We should not force a false choice between academic success and cultural belonging. We should invite every student in Alaska, indigenous and non-indigenous, to grow up more grounded in the place they live and more capable of stewardship. The Salmon people story ends with the prince returning home with responsibility to teach protocols that keep salmon plentiful and to treat what sustains us with respect so it will return. That is part of what good education does. And SB 210 is the legislature doing its part to make sure our schools succeed in doing that. Mr. President, if you would like me to go through the sectional analysis now, I'd be happy to do that, or we could move to invited testimony.
Let's first see if there are any questions. Any questions so far, committee members? Why don't we go on to the sectional then?
Sure. For the record, Jason Ritter, staff for Senator Lukey Geltobin. The sectional analysis adds a new subsection B to Alaska Statute 1403-015. Basically says public schools must work directly with local tribes, not just include Native Alaskan culture on their own. It requires schools to consult with tribes and, when appropriate, sign contracts with them so tribes can help shape what gets taught and how it gets taught. The point is to make sure that teachers and students learn accurate local Alaska Native and American Indian history and culture and to support locally designed lessons, curriculum, and school programs that reflect the community instead of a one-size-fits-all approach.
Thank you, Jesse. Jason, any further questions? Any questions? Well, I might have a question just to ask Senator Tobin. This is a lot to do. You know, we do all this and at the same time prepare students to enter into the world for higher education, for jobs and careers, prepare them for what life will expect of them.
Yes. For the record, Lukey Tobin, Senate District I. President Stevens, that is a great point. And one of the things I am very proud of is that our schools are already doing much of the work that is already outlined in this piece of legislation. This simply elevates it to be state policy. There are moments where schools struggle to provide those resources to our educators. And we'd like to begin on that pathway of codifying locally developed curricula, of ensuring that teacher preparation practices and professional developments are to be shared between districts, and also to recognize that to be successful in Alaska is to have an understanding of the local community in which you live, to be rooted in that community. We do have research that we've included in the packet that shows that you actually improve teacher retention when you include teachers as integral members of the community. And so everything in the policy before you, while it is a big bite to chew, is already happening in many of our school districts, and we believe it is the right policy step to make at this point in time.
Thank you, Senator Tobin. Any questions? Let's go on to invited testimony then. Terry Walker, superintendent from Northwest Arctic Borough School District. Are you with us, Terry?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Terry Martin. If you identify yourself for the record, please, and go ahead with what you have to say.
President Stevens and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Terry Walker. I am currently the superintendent of Northwest Arctic Borough School District. I have 37 years of experience, first as a classroom teacher, then principal, a director, assistant superintendent, and now in my sixth year as the superintendent. I am here in strong support of Senate Bill 210. My experience has shown that teachers who are immersed in the culture of the communities they serve achieve the strongest outcomes for students. They are able to connect classroom learning to students' lives at home. Building these meaningful connections is essential to student success. Studies have shown that culturally relevant curriculum improves attendance and academic achievement when students see their culture, language, and community reflected in their education. They become engaged in learning. Implementing a place-based education tied to local environment and community projects will help our students achieve successful outcomes. In our district, we're currently developing a place-based science curriculum grounded in the Native ways of knowing and aligned with the Alaska State Science and Cultural Standards. Our framework will ensure that the education our students receive is place-based, culturally sustaining, community-guided, and aligned with student identity, cultural values, and well-being. This framework honors and supports our Inuneliptikun Atochikun, together through our way of life. SB 210 will strengthen and support this work. This bill is about equity, identity, and academic excellence to ensure that Alaska students are being prepared for careers to serve and support their communities with pride in who they are. I respectfully urge you to pass SB 210. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Superintendent Walker. Any questions? Well, maybe I'll just pose the same question to you. I've seen in looking at many of the Native corporations around our state that sometimes up to half or maybe more are living outside pursuing careers outside of Alaska even. 50% seems like a high number. But can you tell us what your success has been in those students that choose to leave Alaska? Or maybe even to leave your community and move to Anchorage. I know that happens often.
I'm not sure with the question that you're asking.
The question is just to help us understand how your students are prepared to enter the world once they leave your school district for jobs, for higher education, for careers.
I would have to get back to you with that answer, Senator Stevens. For the record, I'm Terry Walker, superintendent.
Okay, thanks. Thanks so much, Ms. Walker. I appreciate your comments. Let's move on then to the next invited testimony. Melinda Chase, Executive Director, Association of Interior Native Educators. Ms. Chase, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you. Please go ahead. Identify yourself if
you
would.
This is Melinda Chase, for the record, and I am with the Association of Interior Native Educators, and I'm based here in Fairbanks, Alaska. The Association of Interior Native Educators is a professional development association of primarily Interior Alaska Native educators, and we really provide a collective voice on education issues for our students and for our educators, and to really provide a way for educators to support one another in their profession and among our school districts and around the region and the state on educational policy. We started as a grassroots effort in 1996. Our elders of Interior Alaska, our Dene Athabascan elders, really felt like our knowledge was not being passed on or transmitted, especially in the school system. And they approached our Native educators, who also were concerned that there was not a lot of curriculum at that time. And this was also at the same time that the Alaska Rural Systemic Initiative was coming together, and there was support between the University of Alaska system as well as the Alaska Federation of Natives. And it's when a lot of the cultural standards that Senator Tobin mentioned earlier really came together. So the Association of Interior Native Educators has been around that time. Over the course of our history, we have both supported Native educators growing into the system through a project called Project Enhance, developed cultural curriculum, worked with our elders. They've been a cadre of expertise that have taught our educators. And then more recently, we have been involved in a 10-year project funded by NASA on activating science and really making science and local knowledge based on our, coupled with our traditional ecological knowledge, much more robust and available through professional development and through curricular development, partnering with the International Arctic Research Center. We've also had another recent partnership with Molly of Denali, as that PBS show has come to a close. But in both of those efforts, those more recent efforts, thinking about the content that is really rich for our students, and Senator Tobin and Jason Ritter there, talked about the meaningful need for content. But I want to make a couple of points and not reiterate what has already been shared. I'm familiar with the Indian Education for All. I sat on the Education Northwest Board, who does professional development for the Department of Education in Alaska, as well as the other several other Northwest states. One of them includes Montana. So several years ago, I really wanted to see the Indian Education for All framework forwarded in Alaska, because it provides a systemic change, and that framework provides the history to all students and all educators. And we have such turnover in Alaska with our educators and with our administrators. Having a systemic approach to teaching our own history, as well as our own knowledge about the land from either a science perspective or, which Senator Tobin raised, around our wonderful and unique wildlife and resources like fish, is really critical. We're like no other state. We have a fascinating history. We have a complex land and a complex management system. And our students, all of our students, need to understand that, to be solid leaders, to be in the dialogues that you are all in, to be able to make choices for each region and collectively as a state. So our educators really support this bill, and I think that the framework that's being proposed in this, which also states the need to contract with tribes who can really help direct what is authentic, what is meaningful histories and content. We know that that's an area that maybe gets convoluted, and having a collaborative approach with tribes and a formal agreement really can provide a level of rigor with what's accurate for each region and each community. So again, Association of Interior Native Educators really does support this this Senate Bill 210, and I'm happy to see that it's being discussed and introduced. Thank you very much. Go get in.
Thank you, Ms. Chase. Any questions of Ms. Chase? Before we take a brief at ease, any further questions of Senator Tobin or Mr. Ritter? Very well, we'll stand at ease.
We're back on the record here in Senate Education. Thank you, President Stevens. We now will move on to into public testimony for Senate Bill 210. Is there anyone here? Whoops. First, I'll open public testimony. Is there anyone here in the room who wishes to testify? If you could please identify yourself for the record and begin your comments when you are ready.
Yes, Madam Chair and members of the Education Committee, my name is Lon Garrison. I'm the Executive Director for the Association of Alaska School Boards. Forgive me, I had not really planned on testifying today, but the subject matter today is so compelling and aligns so well with the work that the Association of Alaska School Boards has done for over 25 years in this area. I think it's necessary that I make a few comments. First, I'd like to say thank you for bringing this forward and that the Association of Alaska School Boards would be in full support of this legislation. I think one of the most important pieces of this legislation is that it, as the senator says, it codifies within statute the responsibilities of our school system. But in particular, I think it helps us as an association working with governing boards of local school districts to make sure that they understand that it is also within statute that it's required that we do certain things with our Indigenous communities. One of the things that's mentioned here is the necessity for tribal consultation. As we have worked through as an association regarding the tribal compact issue, we have found that as a school boards association, it's a little bit of a unique position for us representing school boards that may be impacted by tribal compact schools. And yet, one of our most fundamental stances is that we support local governance. And that is a form of local governance. So as we have had this conversation, one of the things that we have realized is the importance of tribal consultation, which is required by ESEA, and the fact that many districts don't understand what that necessarily means, and they don't always undergo a process that is genuine and authentic regarding tribal consultation. So from the state's perspective as a policy issue, I think this brings this to a greater point of making sure that our local boards know this. And lastly, I'll follow up with the fact that for over 20, maybe 25 years, when we began the Initiative for Community Engagement, which is a federally funded engagement program, we began working with tribes and local entities to try to engage folks, but especially Native communities in their local schools. And part of that work also ended up being some support and collaboration around culturally responsive school boards. So as you'll see, there's culturally responsive standards. And along with that, we were engaged in work to develop culturally responsive school boards. So this all just begins to fall in line, and I thought I would lend my voice to support for SB 210. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Garrison. And seeing no other testifiers here in the room and no other testifiers online, I'll close public testimony. Well, this concludes our agenda for the day. Mr. Ritter, do you have any closing comments? Or are there any final questions from committee members?
Thank you, Chair Tobin. For the record, Jason Ritter, staff to Senator Tobin. Members of the committee, Chair Tobin, thank you again for your time. SB 210 is a practical step forward. It takes work that is already happening across Alaska, and it elevates it into clear state policy. Place-based learning, real tribal collaboration, better prepared educators, and classrooms where heritage language and local knowledge are treated as assets, not extracurriculars. And this is how we prepare the next generation of Alaskans to lead in a state where land, water, community, and global forces all intersect. It is how we ensure students do not have to choose between academic success and cultural belonging. And just to touch on President Stevens' question earlier, place-based learning enhances students' sense of identity and belonging, and that increases their confidence and engagement, which increases their outcomes, and it goes on to help them wherever they go in life. And I think the research has shown that you do have better, greater college enrollment with place-based learning initiatives. I respectfully ask for your support of SB 210, and I'm happy to answer any additional questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ritter. Seeing no additional questions here on the committee, I will conclude this and hold this bill over to a later date. If you have any amendments or any concerns, please reach out to the bill sponsor, which happens to be myself, and I'll be happy to talk with you through this. I do just want to elevate once again that this is legislation that has passed in both Montana and Minnesota. In Montana, it passed in 1972, and they have been working to ensure that they have tribal consultation and tribal inclusion in their school district since then. Additionally, as Mr. Garrison indicated, tribal consultation is required by the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, which followed the repeal of No Child Left Behind. So this is already federal policy. This is us here in the state of Alaska affirming it as also state policy. With that, I want folks to know that on Wednesday, February 18th, the House and Senate Education Committees will meet jointly to hear from municipal leaders from across the state. It is coinciding with the Alaska Municipal League's 2026 Winter Legislative Conference. And as always, that meeting will be at 8 a.m. in the Davis Committee Room. The Senate Education Committee will not meet this Friday. As there is no other business before us today, I will adjourn us at 4:07 p.m.